So today we are talking about how the Supreme has manifested in the Kali Yuga in the form of wood and water. Just before we dive into these verses, to give you a context of where we are at in the Chaitanya Charitamrit section. So here we are, we've already discussed Rath Yatra. So the Rath Yatra festival has been celebrated. All Mahaprabhu's associates from Bengal, you know, Kulinagram and Khanda, have been here for a few months. And along with Rath Yatra, also observed various other ceremonies and festivals like Nandotsav ceremony, where the Lord dressed himself as a cowherd boy. Perhaps in the past few verses, when there have been classes, the speakers have spoken about these pastimes. Then the Lord and his devotees also observed Vijayadashmi, the day of victory, when Lord Ramachandra conquered Lanka. The devotees all became soldiers of Lord Ramachandra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of Hanuman, manifested various transcendental blissful activities. So after all these leelas have been performed, they've celebrated all these festivals, Mahaprabhu then asked the devotees to return back to Bengal from where they have come. And he was personally glorifying each and every single devotee. And the past few verses of this chapter, they are actually really blissful. So if you get the chance, please just read them. They are just verses. Normally, most of them don't even have purports, but you will see how Mahaprabhu is glorifying each and every single devotee. And through his example, teaching us that that's what a Vaishnav should be doing. And at the same time, he was also giving instructions to them. And each devotee had specific instructions for himself, which is also very interesting to know that we all can serve Krishna in our own way because we all have different propensities. Krishna doesn't want all of us to be the same because then it gets boring. He likes variety. You know, and then when you see this pastime of Mahaprabhu and his devotees, you will see that Mahaprabhu is instructing all the devotees according to the propensities that they have. So these few verses that we are reading is part of the same thing, glorification of the devotees and giving instructions to them. Out of his causeless mercy, Mahaprabhu instructs the two brothers, Sarvabhauma and Vidyavachaspati, to worship according to their nature. So he says to Sarvabhauma, you should worship Lord Jagannath. And to Vidyavachaspati, he says, you should worship Mother Ganges. When you read these instructions of Mahaprabhu, you will realize that these instructions are not just meant for the devotees at that time. Those instructions we also can take. Like how when Lord Krishna instructs Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, those instructions are not just for Arjuna. It is for each and every one of us. How we take it like that. So let's unpack this a little. So Lord Jagannath is in the form of wood. But we all know that he is not just an idol. He is not a statue. He is the Supreme Lord himself in the form of wood. Srila Prabhupada writes, Jagannath is Krishna. Simply by seeing him, one advances in spiritual realization. Some of our acharyas say, you want to see God through your material eyes? So God manifests through matter in the form of a deity. Because you desire to see him like that. In the Bhagavad Gita also, when Arjuna says, you know, please show me your universal form. And Krishna gives him special eyes to see the universal form. We cannot see the Lord with our material eyes. But Krishna is so merciful. Lord Jagannath is so merciful. He manifests in the form of deity so that we can take darshan of Krishna. And then water. We all know that the Ganges is not ordinary water. She is the Lord's liquid form, descending from his lotus feet. Bathing even once or sipping a drop of Ganges water purifies lifetimes of sin. I just read one statement about Ganga and Lord Chaitanya. For Lord Chaitanya, the Ganga is special. Lord Chaitanya said that the Ganga is liquid Krishna prema, love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya bathed daily in the Ganga while he was in Navadvip. So Mahaprabhu actually is giving us two very, very accessible path. And what is that? Darshan, seeing, and snan, bathing. Very accessible, you know. So let's go a little more deeper into trying to understand how Mahaprabhu saw Lord Jagannath, so that from hearing about that pastime, perhaps we will develop that same or similar, maybe 1% of that love that Mahaprabhu had. So when Mahaprabhu was walking towards, and these pastimes are obviously spoken about in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat also. When Mahaprabhu was making his way to Puri to see Lord Jagannath, from far he saw the flag of the Jagannath temple. And as soon as he saw the flag of the Jagannath temple, he plunged into an ocean of bliss. Many of you will perhaps know this, that when you see the flag of a temple, it is as good as getting darshan of the deity. So it's that important. If you see the flag of a temple, if you see sometimes they have the chakras on the temple. When you see that, it is as good as seeing the Lord himself. So Mahaprabhu, obviously, as soon as he saw the flag of the temple, he went into complete bliss. And he started showing transcendental, symptoms. His body started trembling. He was roaring like a lion. He looked in the direction of the temple. And as he was taking his steps towards the temple, fainting sometimes, getting up again, shedding tears of ecstasy, roaring, walking towards the temple, fainting again in ecstasy, he constantly recited on beautiful verse. I'll just read the English because I'm not sure the meter for the Bengali verse. So I'll read the English. He said, "Just look at the top of the temple. There, in the form of a cowherd boy, with his face resembling a fully blossomed lotus, Lord Krishna is looking at me and smiling sweetly. In this way, the beauty of his face is increasing." So he said this verse, and then he said another verse, which is very beautiful. I'll read it, but I'm not sure if the meter is correct, but hopefully you'll understand. So, Prabhu bole, "Dekha prashadere agrama mule, hase na amare dekhi shri bala gopale." The Lord said, "Just see at the top of the temple. Shri Bala Gopal is looking at me and smiling." He kept repeating this verse while he was walking towards the temple. And some of the significance is when he says that residing at the front of the temple, when you're thinking like that and when you're repeating this verse, it evokes the image of the Lord standing at the pinnacle of the temple, ever present, ever waiting for us, watching over all the devotees. It's this thought that Krishna is waiting for us. We also read in the Bhagavad Gita the same thing, similar sentiment, that Krishna is just waiting for us to turn towards him. And here also Mahaprabhu is repeating exactly that verse, that Krishna, the image is that he's standing at the top of the temple. He's looking towards us, all of us, watching over all his devotees. And the next words which says, "Smera Vaktra Vindo," his lotus-like face is smiling. The smile of Krishna is not just charming. Of course, it is very, very charming. But it reflects his mercy and affection for all of us. He's not just smiling because he's charming. He's smiling because he's depicting his love for all of us. He's trying to attract us with his smile. Who will not get attracted by this beautiful smile of this little cowherd boy, Lord Krishna? Bala Gopala Murti. He's in the form of a cowherd boy. Krishna's childhood form is the most intimate and most joyful. And it immediately draws spontaneous devotion. Obviously, there are many different rasas and we discuss all of this, Krishna has different kind of rasas with all of his different devotees. And his cowherd form is the most attractive form. And he captures everybody's heart. So this verse actually captures the essence of darshan. Darshan is not merely seeing the deity, but being seen by him also. That moment of mutual gaze when the Lord smiles upon the devotee, that is the height of bhakti. Many times we tend to say, I want to take darshan of the Lord. The Lord also wants to see you. He's also waiting to see you. So when you come to the temple and you come in front of the deities, you pray to the Lord, of course, that, you know, I'm so happy to see you. You take darshan, you look at his lotus feet and you chant some prayers. At the same time, the Lord is looking at you and smiling as well. Here, my devotee has come. I'm so happy to see you. And that is what darshan is. It is a mutual love, mutual attraction between the bhakta and the bhakta vatsala. Right? So repeating this verse again and again, Mahaprabhu became very, very agitated. It is said in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ananta Shesha with his millions of tongues cannot describe how bitterly the Lord wept in separation on that day as he gazed at the temple's flag, and he kept reciting this verse. Again and again he recited the verse, he fell to the ground and he was offering dandavat obeisances over and over again to his most worshipable Lord. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya, once he reached the temple, at that moment, Lord Chaitanya, I'm not sure what that was, to be honest. but AI giving class in a man's voice. Okay, so they are kind of, okay, that's good, that's good. Record and change. AI will take over the world very soon. It's a bit scary, but it's also important, I guess. Yeah. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya, when he gazed at Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram and Lady Subhadra, he yearned to embrace them. He was agitated with bliss and he was jumping up and down. Tears were flowing through his eyes. Within a moment, he fell to the ground, fainting in ecstasy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that Mahaprabhu does not see Lord Jagannath as a majestic deity. He sees Lord Jagannath as Krishna in intense separation from Radharani after leaving Vrindavan. Jagannath's wide eyes and form reflect the emotional intensity of that separation. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very beautiful verse, and it goes like this. Sei rupa dekhi prabhula. Sei rupa dekhi prabhula haila chamatkara. Mane bhave ei rupa vraje krishnerya achara. Seeing that form, Mahaprabhu was struck with wonder. He thought this is the same mood Krishna had in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu's heart melted upon seeing Jagannath. He would weep, he would dance and chant in ecstasy, overwhelmed by prema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this deep ecstatic love for this wooden deity of Lord Jagannath, whom he considered an embodiment of Krishna. Why I'm speaking about these particular pastimes or these particular emotions? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki Jai Shri Shri Gornatai ki Jai. Why I'm speaking about these particular emotions is to understand that Mahaprabhu is completely absorbed in his love for Krishna in the form of Jagannath. And Jagannath and Mahaprabhu are exchanging their feelings very, very blissfully. So the point is, we all know that Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself. He has come in the form of Radharani, in the mood of Radharani, not in the form, in the mood of Radharani to experience what that love is for Krishna. So that same Krishna who's come in the form of Mahaprabhu, when he is seeing the deity of Jagannath, he becomes so attracted. We all should also understand that this deity of Lord Jagannath, which is made of wood, is none other than Krishna himself. He is not any different to the original Lord Krishna, to the cowherd boy Lord Krishna. So the idea is to see Lord Mahaprabhu's emotional exchange with Jagannath, and to then try and embrace or imbibe, or at least try somewhere in our hearts to have those same kinds of emotions. And of course, Prabhupada many times in his classes says, Lord Jagannath, if you just get darshan of Lord Jagannath even once, then your life will become successful. So that is about Lord Jagannath in the form of the wood. Now let us talk a little about the Ganges River. Most of you will already know these points, but still, we'll just go. So we'll talk about the divine origin. We know that from Bhagavad Purana and other texts that Mother Ganges came from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. During his Vamana incarnation, when he expanded to cover the universe, his foot pierced the celestial realms and the sacred waters flowed from there. So this makes Ganga not just sacred, but intimately connected with the Lord's mercy. She's not different to the Lord's mercy. The Ganges is not ordinary water. She is the Lord's liquid form descending from his lotus feet. Bathing even once or sipping a drop purifies lifetimes of sins. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says, the Ganges carries not only water, but the compassion of the Lord. When you bathe, you are bathing in his mercy. Recently, we had one lunar eclipse. And we know when Mahaprabhu was born, there was lunar eclipse. And at that time, thousands were bathing in the Ganga and chanting. Just as Ganga floods the land with purity, Mahaprabhu appeared to fulfill his mission to flood the world with the holy name. So we are getting two kinds of flood. One is the flood of Lord Mahaprabhu and Jagannath with his mercy and with the holy name. And the second is the flood that Mother Ganga is giving us, which is she's flooding the land with purity. Our Vaishnava Acharyas describe when they're talking about the Snan Yatra of Lord Jagannath, you know, when 108 pots of Ganges is used to bathe the wooden deity form. So we can see how Ganges and the Lord are inseparable. They are together. They are always together. The Lord is treated as a person, you know, and this connects the wooden deity of Jagannath, how he takes his bath in Ganges water. So yeah, we've discussed about how we can sip the water. Mahaprabhu, when he again sees the Ganga, of course, when he was young, he would bathe in the Ganga every day. But then Mahaprabhu started traveling. And during his travels, when he again saw the Ganga, Mahaprabhu said, this is described again, Ganga dekhi Prabhu haile ananda sagara, puna puna Ganga va pravesha karila. So when he saw the Ganga, he again went into bliss, and he constantly, again and again and again, he would repeatedly enter the Ganga to bathe himself. So this repeated immersion in the Ganga, and for all of us, is not just, when you go and bathe in the Ganga, it is not just physical immersion, it is a deep spiritual absorption. It is this love and this bhakti that we are hoping to get from Mother Ganga when we are bathing in her water. Because obviously, Mother Ganga is not just, we spoke about this, she's not just any water. She's in the mood of surrender. She's in the mood of becoming the servant of the Lord. And I won't go into those details where, you know, Mother Ganga is thinking, oh, Yamuna gets to serve the Lord and I don't. And, you know, there's a whole pastime of that. But we won't go into that. But the point is that this is Mother Ganga's mood. And this is what, when we go and bathe in her water, when we associate with Mother Ganga, this is the mood that we are hoping to, that we also will somehow or the other bring, you know, in our bhakti towards the Lord. So in these particular verses, when Mahaprabhu is giving the instructions to these two brothers, you know, about worshipping the Lord in this wooden form of Jagannath, and worshipping Mother Ganga, water form. The instructions for us is that darshan or traveling to tirthas or pilgrimage site is not just mere rituals. They should not be done just as an act of rituals. They are encounters with the divine himself. They are encounters with the Supreme Lord himself. They are actually our chance to associate with his compassion, with his love, with his mercy. When Mahaprabhu is giving these instructions to the brothers, he's actually echoing Shastra. It is not a one-off that this is being heard or being seen. It echoes Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.14 says, in Kali Yuga, people will be polluted, but still they will attain liberation simply by chanting and seeing the Lord. In Kali Yuga, it is very difficult for us to perform other kind of austerities that devotees of the different yugas like Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga performed. We don't have those abilities. We aren't that purified. And that is why Mahaprabhu has given us very, very practical and easy ways to approach him. And it is said that just simply by chanting, simply by coming and taking darshan and giving darshan to the Lord, one is on the path of liberation. And then obviously there are various scriptures which glorify Mother Ganga. Padma Puran says, even if one drop of Ganga touches the head, one is delivered from all sins. I don't know if any of you visited Kumbh Mela this year. Anybody went to Kumbh this year? Two. Wonderful. Wonderful. Mahakumbh. It was the Mahakumbh this year, they said. And of course, spiritualists and, you know, seekers, we understand the whole meaning, the whole mood that one has to approach Mahakumbh or any other Tirtha. Eventually in India, it became more of a fashion statement because one was doing it, so the other was doing it. I speak from experiencing it within my own family, and that's why I'm saying it. So I'm not deriding anybody who did it, but a lot of people did it out of that. But the point is, it says here, even if one drop of Ganga touches the head, one is delivered from all sins. So it doesn't matter what mood you go in. Like it doesn't matter how you start chanting. Prabhupada used to speak about this, that sometimes, you know, when our devotees are performing Sankirtan on the streets, there may be people who may mock you, who may actually say Hare Krishna in a laughing way, or they are teasing. But Prabhupada said even that will benefit them, because the mantra has got so much potency. And likewise, darshan of the deities. The deities are non-different to the Lord himself. The Lord has come in his Archavigraha form, and he is giving us the opportunity to worship him, to love him, to have some kind of relationship, loving dealings with him every single day. Here at the manor, you will see there are aartis performed, bhogas being offered to the Lord. He's dressed morning and evening, you know. So many devotees come and chant for the pleasure of the Lord, sing and dance for the pleasure of the Lord. And this is all part of the Krishna conscious movement, part of what Prabhupada wanted for all of us. Mahaprabhu is also saying the exact same thing. So just to recap, in Kali Yuga, the Lord gives us compassion through simple elements. Wood, Jagannath, water, Ganges, and of course the holy name. Makes it very, very simple for us to approach the Lord. So, next time when you see a deity, or next time when you bathe in a sacred river, do it with faith, because Mahaprabhu himself guarantees liberation. Obviously, whatever Mahaprabhu says and whatever the Lord is promising, we have to take that one step also for the Lord to reciprocate. So if we have faith, if this, when we are listening to all these leelas, when we are hearing how Mahaprabhu is worshipping the Lord, if we develop the faith towards the Archavigra, towards the deity form of the Lord, many of us have got altars at home, and if we develop that same kind of love and faith, Mahaprabhu guarantees that we will be liberated in this lifetime itself. And I'm sure many of us want that, most of us perhaps. So I shall stop here if there are any comments or corrections. Please. Yes.
Thank you for this beautiful class. I really appreciate it. He said that one drop of the Ganges delivers us from all sins. Is that sins in this life? Is that sins in the past life? And then if we are delivered from all of our sins, then why is it so difficult to then transcend this material plane?
Any devotional activity that is performed, the most important thing is to have complete faith in it. It's said that if you chant the holy name with complete faith in a pure state of mind, even once you chant the name and you become a pure devotee. And then there are some devotees who say, I've been chanting for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, but I don't feel like that. So the point is, it all depends on how you are performing an activity. So when I'm going to the river Ganges, am I just going because people have said it, I've heard it, okay, let me just do it. If I have that complete faith, then yes, you will be liberated from all sins. From all sins. But that's the faith is the underlying factor here. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you as usual. Wonderful class. I'm just wondering about the different forms of Krishna. We all know Krishna, and the different forms, they got their own unique message. Why is that? And they also have different temples, with like you have Lord Jagannath in London. What's the message? Because I find that a bit confused. Thank you.
So the thing is, Krishna likes variety, and he reciprocates accordingly. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there is a devotee called Murari Gupta. Now, Murari Gupta is a devotee of Lord Ram. And in this particular chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Mahaprabhu speaks about Murari Gupta, and he glorifies Murari Gupta in this way. He says, I instructed Murari Gupta to worship Lord Krishna. Murari Gupta went home and he tried the full night. He cried and cried because he could not become separated from his worshipable deity, that is Lord Ram. So he came back next day to Mahaprabhu and he said, it is better for me to give up my life, but I cannot stop worshipping my beloved Lord Ram. So the point is, to answer your question, that every devotee has got special feelings for different forms of the Lord. And the Lord is facilitating. It's okay, he says. It's okay. You have feelings for Lord Jagannath. You want to worship Lord Narsingadev. You want to worship Lord Ram. We are all one and the same. But if this is how your attraction is, so be it. So, you know, that's how it is. So this example of Murari Gupta actually teaches us that it doesn't matter what form the Lord comes in. He is coming for us. He is the original Lord Krishna. But because I have developed feeling for Narsingadev or for Lord Jagannath or for Lord Ram, Krishna then appears to us in those different forms. Like that. That is one thing, of course. And then, of course, there are other pastimes. Lord appeared as a Varaha Dev because at that time that was needed to bring the earth from the, you know, depths of the ocean. You needed that form where he could carry the earth on his tusk. So depending on the leela that he's come to perform, depending on his reciprocation with his various devotees, he takes different forms. But for us, what we need to understand is he is one and only Krishna himself, no matter what form he may come in, like that. Of course, we have to develop the vision that we are able to see Krishna everywhere and in everybody. That's the vision.
Just another little question, sorry. Do we have temples for all the reincarnations?
I have heard there is temple of Varaha Dev. I don't know if there is temple of Vaman Dev. I'm not sure. But Varaha Dev, I know that there is temple in the south of India. I don't know if all the avatars have temples. If anybody knows, I have not done any research or heard about it. Like, I've not heard Prabhupada visiting any of the temples for the various incarnations. Govinda Prabhu, any temples? No? Not sure, really. Good point, though. We could look it up. Yeah.
And we have one for Mahaprabhu as well, because I don't know.
Sorry, we have one for...
Do we have a temple for Mahaprabhu?
In Mayapur, we've got the biggest temple, no, for Mahaprabhu.
Sorry?
In Mayapur, or ISKCON Mayapur, we've got Mahaprabhu. Yeah. We've got Mahaprabhu everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere.
Know,
in all ISKCON temples, we've got Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Yes.
I just thought I wanted to add this point for those of us who are far away from Ganges, that actually the devotees are far more potent than Mother Ganges.
Yes.
That Narottam Das Thakur sings in that song, Gangara Parasatumi Paschati Pavan Darshane Pavitra Koro Etumaragun.
Yes.
That by bathing in the Ganges for many times, we cannot become as purified just by moments association with devotees.
Correct.
And I think this also goes to Atmavidya's question as to why by bathing in the Ganges we still struggle with material life even after. It's because even if we do manage to rid ourselves of sinful, the reactions of our sinful activities, but still the desire remains in our heart. And the desire to commit sinful activities is only destroyed by performing devotional service. And that we can do when we come into the association of devotees.
Yes, and that is why Prabhupada always talks about, and he highlights that a Krishna conscious person doesn't need to do anything except for perform devotional activities in the association of devotees. It's also said that in Kali Yuga, the Lord comes in five ways, Archa Vigraha form. He comes in the Bhagavatam. He comes as devotees. So devotees are non-different to Krishna himself. Then he comes as the Ganges and the Tulsi. And as Subhadra correctly said, when I was doing, when I had once done a class on Ganges, it said very clearly that many times dipping in the Ganges will sometimes purify you of your sinful reactions, but association with devotees or worshipping devotees or glorifying devotees will purify you immediately. And that is why Prabhupada constantly spoke about the importance of associating with devotees. That is the most important thing for all of us in Kali Yuga, for all of us. Because Maya is very, very strong, and the only way that we can protect ourselves, the only vaccine we have of protecting ourselves against Maya is association of devotees. That's all. That's all. You may think that I am performing various devotional activities, you know, I'm chanting, I'm reading, I'm constantly absorbed in Bhagavatam. You will be surprised to know how Maya takes over, even when you're doing all of these things. And that is why you need the association of devotees who can guide you and say, you know, somewhere something is going wrong or something is missing. So yes, association of devotees is the most important thing. Thank you, Subhadra. Any other questions, comments? Sorry, not questions, comments or corrections. If not, then we'll stop here. It is 35 past. I know you all want your breakfast. Thank you very much. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.